After about a nine-month deployment in Afghanistan, the Florida Army National Guard's 869th Engineering Company is home. About 200 friends and family packed into the Alexander O. Scheffler Jr. Armory in Quincy to greet the returning service members. First Lieutenant Mark James McAteer says he missed some very important family members.
Family, I really look forward to seeing my baby brothers. They just brighten my world.
The distance between these servicemen and their families wasn't only felt on the other side of the world, though. Lieutenant McAteer's mother, Cynthia Hayes, says communicating with her son was difficult at times.
Not being able to just pick up the phone and call him anytime I wanted to, that was the hardest part. You know, I'm used to talking to him at least once a week, so just having to stay busy and not have to look at the phone and say, okay, I'm ready to call, but I couldn't call. I think that was the hardest part, is not hearing his voice as often as I'd like to.
Most of the guardsmen have not been home since the start of their tour last February. Because of this, there can be some big changes before and after deployment. Specialist Renicia Alexander purchased her very own home while on tour.
First time homeowner, I'm so glad. I can't wait to run and sleep in a bed and not wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning, 4 a.m. sometimes.
20 of the company's guardsmen are from Quincy, with the remaining 60 from other parts of the state. The unit is part of the United States Central Command Materials Recovery Effort. While overseas, the company was tasked with engineering, construction, and the disassembly of military bases. For WFSU-FM, I'm Stephen Rodriguez.